You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome once again to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Kevin Due, an expert in web and database development and internet marketing, and is also the CEO of the popular travel company Tours for Fun. He has over 10 plus years of experience in the industry and has been an entrepreneur since 2003. Mr. Due, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Hi, Eric.
Hey there. So tell me, what is your business background and how did you decide to step out and become your own boss? I'm sure it's always inspiring to hear these kinds of stories.
I actually have been a software engineer and a database expert for the most of my life. So, coding a website from scratch was just a piece of cake for me. Prior to launch Tours for Fun, I've been working in a startup that builds a statistical and automatic tool for paid search marketers, which actually made me an expert in search marketing. But most importantly, I'm a born entrepreneur. I've never stopped trying all kinds of ideas to become my own boss. Prior to Tours for Fun, I've already been running a successful online store selling RC toys, which was later sold to a competitor. I've also researched many successful online business models such as coupons, deals, shopping comparison, dating, swapping, you name it. At the time we launched Tours for Fun, I know the game of internet marketing in and out, and I know the technology. All that I need is just a good product, which my partner brought it in. That's how we started Tours for Fun.
So when did you start Tours for Fun, and what inspired you to do so?
Back in 2006, a friend of mine, Alan, who has been outstanding tour guide for over 5 years, who also later became my partner, pitched me the idea of selling destination tours and vacation packages online. He said, with my technology and marketing background and his connections and understanding of travel business, we can offer something different. We did a research on the internet. We surprisingly found that there were no significant competitors online other than a few websites in this niche market that offers destination tours and packages. We realized this could be an opportunity, so quickly we started Tours for Fun.
How did you get your company off the ground? I mean, you had the idea, you started taking action. How did you actually get it off the ground?
We had a good combination of skill sets and background. As I mentioned before, what I brought in for the business were engineering and marketing expertise. While my partner brought in product resources, we entered the niche market and the right timing. That was luck. You always need some luck to be successful, right? So when you have all these above, what happened next was just all natural. But another major decision we made back in 2008 was that we launched our Chinese version of the website targeting Chinese travelers, which soared quickly afterwards. Chinese economy has been strong and people want to travel. Since 2006, we've been doubling or tripling our revenue every year for the first few years. In 2010, it took us about 4 years to reach 10 million record in revenue, and after that, we've still been continuing doubling our revenue after that.
How have you maintained traction over the years?
I'd say detail-oriented and be creative. Even though Tours for Fun is in a niche market without any giant companies like Expedia or Orbit, we're not the first one and we will not be the last one. Over the years, Tours for Fun never stopped being creative and detail-oriented. We have many small features on our website that facilitate the search and booking process. For example, we have a pickup location finder which utilizes Google Map to help a customer easily find a route to a pickup location where the tour bus stops by. Another example would be a DIY widget for the customers to drag and drop transportation, hotels, and tours to organize their own itinerary. I always tell my team that we do a little better here and there than our competitors. We win.
And that's always a good thing. Now, today we're joined by Kevin Du, the CEO of the popular travel company Tours for Fun, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Man, I got to tell you, I'm shocked that you've got the website domain name Tours for Fun. How in the world did you manage to pull that off?
that was actually, at that time, we searched a few ideas, and, I think it's, like I said, sometimes you need a little luck. I mean, at that time when we were searching domain names, we tried a few ideas, but this one popped up, and I surprisingly found that, you know, nobody really booked this name, and I booked it immediately after I found it is still available.
Now, what has been the biggest challenge so far? Obviously, the website domain wasn't a challenge.
Like I said, that was pure luck. But the real challenge for me and I think for all small business owners are assembling a team. Especially in the first few years when we were still small, it's not easy for us to assemble a good team to get the business running. But after a few years, now Tours for Fun is trying to provide a fun working environment with a competitive salary and benefits to our employees. We offer some unique benefits to our employees. We're in travel industry. Not only we our employees get discounted tours for their families, but also Tours for Fun has a program to send them on new tours to evaluate their quality. And they can also pair with our selected local contest winners to document their trip. So, listeners, if you have a passion in travel industry and expertise in marketing, programming, or, customer service, you are welcome to join us.
How do you think the travel industry has changed in the last few years?
Travel industry is huge, there are established huge companies such as Expedia and TripAdvisor. So you have to find your niche and offer something new. It would be very difficult to compete with Expedia for flight and hotel booking unless you offer something new, which I think Kayak did a really good job. For us, we found a niche market in destination and tour package. Like I said, when we started Tours for Fun, there were no major competitors. There's one or two, but not major competitors. For the last few years, I've seen more competitors entering this niche, and I've been seeing some interesting attempts to provide a marketplace like platform for providers and travelers. But there are debates and doubts because the destination tour packages and travel industry are such a customer service heavy industry. More importantly, I've seen increasing demands for customization and rapid growth on the mobile applications.
What's the next big step for Tours for Fun in the travel industry?
Tours for Fun is still young. We've been in business for about 6 years. We did a very good job in North American destination tours. We are now striving to provide more quality destination tours and packages around the world, especially in Europe and other continents. We are also growing our team to provide more customization for our customers with our group and private services. And we are building some new exciting features for our mobile app. And lastly, we are looking forward to go public in the next 3 years or 3 to 5 years.
Tell our listeners where they can get more information about Tours for Fun online and also be in contact if they have any questions of any kind.
Tours for Fun offers a wide a wide range of destination and tourism packages around the world. Most of our packages are in North American, but we are, like I said just now, we are exploring and selecting quality providers in Europe and other continents. What we're trying to do is offer budget travel to customers who has the passion to travel, but they don't have time to do a lot of research online and organize their own itineraries. We have the itineraries pre-selected for you guys, and most of these itineraries we have good relationships with the operators, and we ensure our quality over the past few years. The website is called toursforfun.com with the number 4 in it. And if you just search Google by Tours for Fun, you will find it.
Very good. He is Kevin Du, an expert in web and database development and internet marketer, and also the CEO of the popular travel company Tours for Fun. He has over 10 plus years of experience in the industry and has been an entrepreneur since 2003, which says a lot. And the website of reference is Tours for Fun with the number 4.com. Mr. Du, thanks so much for joining us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much, Eric.
You're welcome, and this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.